بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We still in this chapter of the importance of the sunnah. We should realize the importance, and we should also practice upon the sunnah and propagate the sunnah also. The hadith that we read, the second last hadith in the chapter, is about the Sahabi of Hazrat Abu Sa'id Abdullah ibn Mughaffal, who said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prohibited using shooting a stone on from the thumb and with one's forefinger, like for example a caterpillar or a pea shooter. And when his nephew did not listen to him, after reminding him, he cut ties with him and did not speak for him to him his whole life. So we see that deen comes before family also. Family ties, they come afterwards. First is the relationship of deen. So we should see how important deen is in our lives, how important it should be, and how important it is. Like Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, his own son, but Allah told him that he's not from your family when he did not bring iman. The father of Ibrahim alayhi salam, his real father, but he was also condemned because he did not bring iman. The wives of Lut alayhi salam and Nuh alayhi salam, they did not bring iman, they were also condemned. So the value is not of family ties, but it is of iman, how much of deen a person has got in his life. So yeah, with regard to the commentary on this hadith that we read, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stated that this hadith proves the permissibility of remaining aloof from one who is involved in innovation and sin. That is, genuinely not using some other worldly excuse. But if anyone in the family also, no matter how close they may be, if they break the laws of Allah, it is permissible that a person doesn't keep any ties with them. He breaks off relations with them, it is permissible. Where on the one side, in the hadith, so much importance has been placed on maintaining family ties, and there are so great rewards for that. But that is when the laws of Allah are observed. But if the laws of Allah Ta'ala are broken, then it is fully permissible and in fact compulsory to break ties even with close family people. And the Quran Sharif clearly says, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِهِمْ عَلَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. Even if your mother and father, if they command you things against Sharia, then don't follow them also. Otherwise, the obedience to parents has been stressed so much in the Quran Sharif. But if they command you and tell you to do something against Allah and His Rasul, against Deen, then don't be obedient to them, don't follow them. So the relationship, the important relationship, is that of Iman and of Deen. It is prohibited to remain aloof from someone for more than 3 days due to personal or worldly reasons. For personal worldly things, to cut off ties with somebody for 3 days is permissible, not more than 3 days. However, if there is a valid Islamic reason, such as sin or transgression, then one is permitted to do so for more than 3 days. For dunya's matters, a person can break ties for 3 days, not more. But for deen's matters, even if it is the whole life, as we read in this hadith, that till the end of his life he did not speak to him again, because he broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But we must not make that an excuse, and for our own personal reason, we break in ties with somebody and we make an excuse because or that person doesn't perform namaz, or that person he's a liar, gambler, whatever else it might be. But actually it may be for some worldly reason. Then that, of course, we can try and bluff the people or bluff ourselves. We can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. When it is genuinely a deeni reason why a person breaks ties, then it is fully not only permissible, but commanded also that we break ties. An example of this was the case of those Sahaba of Medina Munawwara who served 7 days with 3 other Sahaba for approximately 50 days because the latter remained absent from the Battle of Tabuk without any valid dini reason. Where there's a famous instance of the 3 Sahaba who were genuine, truly Sahaba, and without any Sharia, according to Sharia reason, they did not take place in the Battle of Tabuk when there was the announcement of Nafir-e-Aam that everyone must go out on this expedition. And if we go and see, in that expedition, there wasn't even a fight that took place. The enemy turned away and did not come front to fight also. But then too, when they did not go out, then the Sahaba were commanded not to speak to them. And the stage came when husband and wife had to separate. Allah commanded that. The stage came when it is not permissible to even make salam to them. So we can see for what we will call a minor thing, even for that they were not permitted to have any social contact with them. A complete social boycott was made of them, and for how long it was, and how they were going through, what an ordeal at that time, that nobody was prepared to speak to them. And they also went and appealed to the other Muslims, you know we are true and genuine Muslims, why aren't you speaking to us? But it was Allah's command, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, that they must be totally boycotted. So for the sake of deen, these things are essential and necessary. But today, unfortunately, we have reached that low depth of our deeni life that it doesn't make sense to us at all. For deeni, for family ties, for other ties, we see that we can't break off with anyone. We must maintain ties. But for the sake of deen, it means nothing to us. It should have been the complete opposite. And we look at a person as totally wrong if he breaks family ties, even for religious purposes. If we are having a wedding and we had a lot of extravagance and lot of haram things taking place in the wedding, and some people say that we cannot attend the wedding because of all this haram, then we accuse them that they are breaking family ties at that time. Whereas that time it is for us not to attend that wedding and to stay away from it. So the criteria is the deen of Allah. And after all, family ties are not going to help us in the akhirah. Our deen will help us. Our amal will help us. Forever and ever in the akhirah, the family ties are not going to help us. The deen of Allah will help us. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum held every prophetic command in high regard and could not bear others breaking it. This was how the attitude of the Sahaba, like Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu announced when they were conquering Baytul Muqaddas, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنُ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation whom Allah has given honor only and only through Islam. وَإِن نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. And if we want our honor today and at any time, anywhere, in any way besides Islam, whether it be in university degrees, whether it be being very rich and having lot of properties and things, whether it is living what lifestyle, anything, if we seek our honor in anything else besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will once more disgrace us. And we can see that the Muslim Ummah, Allah has given the black gold, which is more valuable than the yellow gold, that is the oil, in the hands of the Muslims. If the yellow gold is not in the world will function. But without the black gold, the oil, the world will come to a standstill. And Allah put that by and large in the Muslims' hands. In spite of that, Muslims got no say in the world. They haven't, nobody listens to them, and or they are manipulated as the people want to manipulate them. They got no say whatsoever. The only reason is Islam is not in our lives. If Islam is in our lives, Allah will give us great honor, even without oil, even without black gold, Allah will give us great honor if we have Islam. And that does not make sense to us to have proper Islam in our lives. Because we were fully convinced that the Sunnah is an embodiment of blessing and goodness, that the only way forward is the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, how many of us, we just discard the Sunnah, we don't think anything of the Sunnah. And that is our only way of being alive as living people and advancing in the world. It is by the Sunnah, that is that life wire of this Ummah. Not only the Quran Sharif and the commands of Allah, even the commands of Allah have to be fulfilled according to Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even if we make namaz, which is the greatest compulsion after Iman, but we don't make it according to the Sunnah, that namaz also doesn't have any value. When it is done according to Sunnah, then it has got value. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the great value of Sunnah, the importance of it, to bring it into our lives, to practice it, to teach it, to propagate it. Our children, bring them up according to Sunnah. In our homes, to bring Sunnah. And nobody can say that in my life I can't bring Sunnah. We are the owners of our own lives. So we should bring the proper Sunnah in our lives. Whether it is our dressing, whether it is the beard, whether it is the hijab, parda for women, everyone for himself he should think and bring the commands of Allah into his life and the beautiful Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.